Our profile this month is of best-selling author Stephen King, with more than 50 novels and a record number of films based on his books. King is perhaps the most successful author of his time. He may live in an imaginary world, but these facts about him are very real.
He found inspiration in the attic. Stephen King's father, a failed writer, abandoned the family when King was just 2. He left behind a box of books that Stephen and his brother discovered in the attic. The first one King read was a book of short horror stories by H.P. Lovecraft called The Lurker in the Shadows. Stephen was instantly fascinated by the horror genre. "I knew I'd found home when I read that book," he says.
He was poor. King met his wife Tabitha when he had a job in the library of the university where they were both students. She was attracted to him, but shocked by his poverty. He had nothing to eat, he had no money, he had no clothes. It was just incredible that anybody was going to school under those circumstances, and even more incredible that he didn't care. They married soon after graduation, and today, estimates of his personal fortune range from $150 to $400 million.
His first book nearly ended in the rubbish. In the early 1970s, he wrote a story called Carrie about a girl with telekinetic powers. In despair, because it was not working, he threw it in the bin. His wife retrieved the manuscript and, after reading it, convinced him to keep working on it. Carrie became his first published novel in 1974, an instant bestseller that was turned into a hit horror movie by Brian De Palma.
He's a Hollywood favorite. Stephen King is the living author with the most cinema adaptations of his books, currently estimated at 34. Some, such as The Shawshank Redemption, Stand By Me, and The Shining, are film classics. Others are rubbish. The true figure, however, is much higher, because King allows cinema students to adapt his short stories for $1, so long as they don't commercially distribute the film and they send him a copy of it.
He's a fast writer. King doesn't believe in taking more than 3 months to produce the first draft of a novel. He says it's essential to stay focused and write every day until you finish, then set it aside for a month or two before rereading it and writing the second draft. He wrote one 304-page novel in just 10 days. Appropriately, it's called The Running Man.
He likes zombies. King advises against watching TV when working on a book, but his own favorite series include Breaking Bad, The Americans, Sons of Anarchy, and, no surprise here, The Walking Dead. He's also executive producer of the new TV series Castle Rock, which uses the characters and places in his books, but is not based on any previously published story. After a successful first season, the streaming service Hulu have confirmed that it will return for a second season next year.
He's superstitious. King suffers from triskaidekaphobia, the fear of the number 13. "I'll never stop working if the page number is 13 or a multiple of 13. I always take the last two steps on my back stairs as 1, making 13 into 12. When I'm reading, I won't stop on page 94, 193, or 382, since the sums of those numbers add up to 13.